This is Ozarks at Large. The Arkansas Activities Association canceled all spring sports due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Before that, the AAA had canceled all remaining state championship basketball games. Boys and girls teams who qualified for the finals in Class 3A, 4A, 5A, and 6A will all be named 2020 state basketball champions. With in-person classes suspended for the rest of the school year, coaches like Keith Neal, head girls basketball coach for Pea Ridge, are finding ways to continue coaching players virtually during the offseason. Last week, Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda organized a Zoom meeting with Coach Neal and two Black Hawk athletes, incoming senior Josie Goldberg and incoming freshman Leah Telgemeier, to find out how they're adapting to staying in shape while practicing social distancing.
It took a lot of work, took a lot of man hours. We ended up building a YouTube account, creating a bunch of videos that breaks down every drill. That way our coaches weren't bombarded with a ton of, hey, coach, how do you do this? Because when you can't demonstrate hands-on, it's really hard. So we had to try to think two steps ahead, because we have a lot of our kids that, you know, if they want to get it right all the time, and it's hard, because when they can't have that interaction with us on a daily face-to-face, you know, sometimes that's frustrating for our kids. Like that, like my little junior high girl right here, she doesn't ever want to mess up. She wants to do it right all the time. So when she can't have that one-on-one interaction with her coach to make sure she is doing it correctly, it's a little bit frustrating for some of our kids. And so we tried to think ahead. We tried to make sure we had a lot of demonstrations. We tried to break them into small groups. So these two kids are group leaders. So not only do they get to work hand in hand with their coaches, but they get to be leaders of a couple other kids as well in their group. So they can help demonstrate the proper way to do it if there's any questions that come about.
In your smaller groups, are you guys getting together and practicing on video so you can see what your teammates are doing?
I've more of just been like checking in with them and like asking them how their work has gone, and like if they like needed help with anything over like Snapchat or like text messages.
Okay. What about you, Leah?
Probably the same thing, just checking in and asking if they have any questions.
And Coach, I know that you have found an app that you demonstrated on Twitter the other day. Tell me more about that. That was really interesting.
Yeah, I came across a resource on social media. It was an app called Home Court that the company, since of COVID-19, has allowed people to use full access of the app until, I believe, April 30th. I'm not sure what it's going to cost after that or what they're going to take away in their apps, but I tried it with my daughter in the garage, and it was a lot of fun. It was just basic skill development, but one of our blocks of our off-season program is competitive drills. And when you're not in practice, it's hard to compete with your teammates when your teammates aren't next to you. And so this was a virtual way that we can kind of have something that can track and score. And it takes all the humanness out of it, because you can't budge a score. You can't mess up a score that's scoring it for you. And so it's fun. It's been really fun watching our kids. A lot of our junior high kids have really taken off with this, because they'll see somebody score on, it's kind of like a Twitter deal, and you can see the feed. And so like when Leah does her dribbling drill, well, everybody on her team can see that Leah's video and what she scored. So the next kid, Josie's trying to beat that score. And so the competitiveness comes out, and it's been a good resource. Anytime you try something new, there's always that uncertainty. But this has been a really good resource so far.
Leah and Josie, have you gotten to try it yet? Do you like it? Can you tell me what you think about it?
Yeah, I got to try it the other day, and you have to like set it up, trying to get the angle for your whole like body to be in. It was kind of difficult, but once you get that, you just like click start, and then it's really fun to use.
How does it work? So you set up your phone or so that you can see yourself?
Yeah. You have to like stand in like this like box and make sure you're like within the box. And then once you're in that, you basically just like hit start, and then like counts down, and then you just like dribble and like try to hit the targets.
Have you guys been surprised at how quickly you've been able to adapt to this new way of practicing?
I don't know. I guess it's been pretty easy because, like, I haven't really had anything to do. So
are you, you guys have school online now as well. So are you doing that in the morning and then this in the afternoon, or what does your day look like?
I'm just getting it done in the morning.
Some days I kind of mix it up. Like, I'll do like some of my schoolwork and then I'll go do some of my workout and then just switch it off.
And Coach, what about you? It's been a pretty quick turnaround. You've adapted very, very quickly. Is this something that has been in the back of your mind for, if there was an ice storm or something and you couldn't get in, or is this just something you've come up with in the last, I guess, month at this point?
No, this has been something that we, as a staff, has had to put together. And anytime you do something new, you want it to be as good as it can, but we've had to come back and kind of make some tweaks. To say that I was prepared for this, it would be a lie. We were definitely not prepared for anything virtual. However, being humbled with all this stuff, and our coaching staff would agree, is that there's a lot of good things that have come out of this, because I've been able to extend this down even farther than just our high school and junior high teams. I'm able to get into our youth club organization and send out a lot of our videos to our youth club. And so there's some positivities there where we've really been out to outreach younger grades and get our stuff out to even those younger kids. And that way they can do some of the same drills that our junior high kids have been doing and what our high school kids are doing. So there's been some positives to it. And I think that, you know, I don't expect this to be the norm forever, but I think that we will be able to utilize this as year to year goes on and really bridge the gap from our youth club organizations a lot better than even what we have right now.
And Josie and Leah, this is definitely a very strange way to end the school year, kind of abruptly and at home. How are you feeling about the situation overall, not just with basketball, but with school and maybe not getting to see your friends like you normally would in April and May?
I mean, I have sisters, like three sisters at home. So I still get to like interact with like other people, but kind of sucks because like I just want to like go hang out with my friends and like go chill, and you can't do that. So it's kind of sucking, but I can still like go outside and enjoy the nature. So
what about you, Leah?
It's been like kind of hard because you don't really have anything to do, but I think it's just given us a new perspective on that things can change really quickly.
Have you been able to video chat with your teammates like as a whole?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are you doing that pretty regularly?
So my junior high coach has been able to meet with his team. I think so far he's done that once, Leah, since spring break. Is that correct?
Twice.
He's had a full team meeting. And then I've had one team meeting virtually just this last week. But we have a weekly team meeting with our team leaders in off season. So like Josie's mine. And so we have a high school team meeting for their leader. Like we had it yesterday. And then Coach Kenny had his team leader meeting yesterday with his kids. And so we're just really trying to, you know, it's so frustrating because like we see these kids on a daily. I mean, Josie down here eats lunch with me every single day. And so those are the things that, you know, beyond basketball that you miss. And so I see Leah every single day in practice and those personal relationships that you build while you're in the same room is a lot different than you do right here. And so I think it challenges people in general to reach out and call people rather than text and video conference rather than text. And so there's a little bit more human nature aspect to it that us as society gets back to. And so like Leah said, it's very humbling.
So we've talked a bit about some of the challenges and some of the things that you miss, but what are some of the things that you're looking forward to if hopefully things go back to normal, say for the school in the fall?
For me, I'm just ready to get back and seeing my kiddos. Like, it's my second family. I mean, and they know that. It's hard to function. I mean, I love my family with all my heart, but I have another family out there that I see every day and probably sometimes more in season than I do see my own kid. And when you take that away from somebody just abruptly, there's definitely an emptiness there. And so I'm just ready to get back to normalcy. I think there's going to be a re-sense of motivation for all of our kids, maybe not just in basketball, but life in general, just because, again, like Leah said, you never know when things, when life happens and you lose something. It's like all these seniors right now that don't get to finish their senior year out, athletes, period, that don't get to finish their spring sport or didn't even have a spring sport. And then you get on the collegiate level and there's so many things that are impacted, but you know, I think I'm just excited just to get back to everyday normal life and having that personal one-on-one relationship with people.
Well, so I'm also in like club volleyball. And so it's weird because like I'm generally like doing something every single day. And so just to not have like that connection with other people and like be doing something I love every day, but I'm still trying to do that, but just not having it kind of is hard to do.
Leah?
Just being back to normal and being able to go out in places.
Now, Coach, were you able to finish your season this year?
You know, it's crazy. Like we finished, our high school team finished in the Elite Eight. We had a really successful year. It's the first time our team has been into the state tournament in over 11 years. Yeah, we were really proud of them. And so we kind of made it to that step. We were two games away from being in the finals. One of our conference teams got all the way down to the finals. And the day before they were supposed to play their game got canceled because of COVID-19. And so they lost their state title opportunity the day before. And so luckily AAA announced, I think it was 2 days ago, that they had co-champions. And you know, I honestly think that they got it right. They got it right by doing that. I think, you know, as coaches, we didn't get in the business for high dollars or fortune or fame. We really got in the business for kids. And I think AAA did the right thing for kids.
That was Heath Neal, head girls basketball coach for Pea Ridge, and two Blackhawk basketball players, Josie Goldberg and Leah Telgemeier. They spoke over Zoom with Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda last week. More information about Pea Ridge School District sports available at pridgeathletics.com.